Live from the Auction Community Studios, we talk some football now with one of our favorites on the show. We go way back with him. Darren Gant joins us here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sportsline. Darren, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing well. We got to start with the big question. We always focus on Carolina football with you. Did the Panthers get over the top by the acquisition of Sam Darnold yesterday?
I mean, it could be worse. There are worse things that could happen to you in life than have Sam Darnold be your quarterback.
Sure.
Here's the thing. I mean, they're obviously in a transition phase. They're obviously going to do something to get Teddy Bridgewater up and out of there. And, you know, it's kind of a funny, it's an awkward, funny, not funny for me, situation because, you know, a year ago, we all thought, okay, Teddy Bridgewater, 3 years, $60 million bucks, 20 a year, that's low-end average starter money. If the guy's out there playing with Christian McCaffrey and DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson, yeah, it sounds pretty good. Sounds like something you could work with. Problem was, Christian McCaffrey only played three games, and
right.
All of a sudden Teddy Bridgewater doesn't look like as good an investment. Now what they're going to do is probably have to pay somebody some of the guaranteed money to take him off the books. You know, get whatever you get in trade. I think there should be interest in Teddy. I think he's a serviceable quarterback, he's a different sort of quarterback, but kind of along the lines of Darnold. But it just got so sideways into last year that they just kind of needed to do something. And they weren't going to go out and trade for Deshaun Watson right now. They tried to trade for Matt Stafford and didn't. You're sitting at eight where there's no guarantee the quarterback you like is going to be available. So you go out and make a move, and you get a guy with upside who, honestly, and again, I'm throwing David Tepper's money around pretty liberally here, but 2 years, $23 million for a guy who could be an okay starter doesn't seem like bad business.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's not a bad price tag if he can play and if they can develop him, and probably worth a shot. The Deshaun Watson thing is interesting to me because it really seemed like he was in the crosshairs. Does this kind of tell you that Deshaun Watson isn't getting out of this so easy, or what does this say about Deshaun Watson?
Well, I think it says that teams that are interested in Deshaun Watson, and listen, honestly, the Panthers are probably still on that list, can't do anything right now. I think those criminal charges tailing to last week were a little bit of a game changer in terms of short-term business for Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. I mean, he still wants out of Houston. They, you know, who knows what they want from day to day. I quit trying to assume logic down in Houston with the way that front office has run lately, but you know, I do think it would be really hard. It would be really hard for any owner to stand up in front of his people and say, hey, never mind what you saw in the news. This is our guy. Now, listen, right. If he's cleared of all criminal charges, if all the civil stuff goes away, you know, then you're talking about, well, hey, here's a top five quarterback in the NFL, and he's available, and he's 25 years old. Those are the kind of guys you go after and try to get. But obviously, you know, all the stuff that has nothing to do with football makes this a more complicated deal right now.
Speaking with Darren Gant here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line, you kind of talked about the optimism in Carolina about Sam Darnold. Part of that optimism has to do with the fact that he'll be working with Joe Brady as an offensive coordinator. The fact that Matt Rhule is really a fan of Sam Darnold going back to when he interviewed with the Jets job. But that being said, and you kind of touched on this, so maybe you answered this question, Darren, but Joe Brady being as highly thought of as he is, why could he not unlock Teddy Bridgewater in that offense? Was it mostly the McCaffrey factor?
I think it was mostly McCaffrey. Teddy had a little bit of a knee issue coming down the stretch that I think changed the way he played. He was, this sounds weird to say, he was playing almost to protect himself sometimes, not really cutting loose, you know, maybe not 100% physically. I think, you know, nobody wants necessarily offer up an excuse or say it was because of injury, but he wasn't the same guy the last 6 weeks of the year. He was the first 10 weeks. And, you know, keep in mind, I mean, the guy went to Kansas City and put 30 points on the board against the Chiefs when McCaffrey was on the field. So it's not like Teddy Bridgewater's a dog, can't play. I mean, he just kind of got caught in a bad situation. And, You know, I think the owner and the coach speaking so, you know, openly and probably more than most would or should about the topic, kind of they had to do something at that point. And, you know, picking at eight, you're not going to be able to draft the number one guy you want to have. So in the absence of doing the big thing, they did a thing.
Yeah, well said. The Cardinals have done a lot of things, and they brought in notably J.J. Watt and A.J. Green. What do you think of those two guys specifically and what the Cardinals have done in general?
You know, I think I'm going to join the trend one day, and I'm going to come retire to the desk. I'll just put my feet up at the pool with Summers, and we'll have a cocktail and call it an early afternoon. I like it. I mean, you know, in all seriousness, I do think there's something to be said for when you've got a young team with a young coach and a young quarterback, having a guy like J.J. Watt around adds a little ballast to the team. It gives you a little gravity. It makes people, you know, consider you differently. You're not just young and up and coming. I think it's a sign. And when you go get guys of that caliber, I think it wakes everybody else in the locker room up to say, hey, we're serious now. We mean this. This is not just – and I know the Cards have had their share of guys who come to put their feet up in the desert with me and Summers by the side of the pool. But, you know, this isn't Emmitt Smith coming down the stretch. I mean, I think these are both guys who – you know, at least in J.J. Watt's case, when he's been well, he can play. I mean, with A.J., again, staying healthy has been a big part of it. I think once he was coming down the stretch in Cincinnati, you know, injuries made him think about his financial future, too. So, you know, I think there could be good moves if those two guys stay on the field. I mean, and that's no guarantee with guys their age.
Darren, we're talking to Darren Gant. He joins us here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Wanted to get your thought. We were just having a discussion earlier in the show. Tampa Bay, Bruce Arians, you know, with a beer in his hand and in front of the Super Bowl crowd after they won the Super Bowl, said, hey, we're going to bring everybody back. And by God, they did it. They've brought every starter back.
Yeah.
What do you think of that strategy moving forward?
I think if you're Bruce, why not? Why would you want to reload? Why would you want to try to rebuild? I mean, you've got something that works. You've got a quarterback who, you know, it's funny. In doing pre-draft stories, Mac Jones came up, and everybody talks about Mac Jones, and it's kind of conditional. And they say, it doesn't look like much. And I was standing at the Senior Bowl when he pulled his shirt off for the weigh-in. And I looked at the person next to me, and I said, this is like Tom Brady's combine photo. Tom Brady's in better shape now than he was 20 years
yes.
ago. He's still a top five quarterback, and he's willing to play for less money. So that allows you to do all this other cool stuff and allows, you know, him to bring his sidekick, Rob Gronkowski, along for another ride. Why not? I mean, I think as long as, you know, as long as he's well, as long as it's working and everybody's having fun, then Bruce is probably perfectly happy to ride this as long as he can.
All right, finally, the San Francisco 49ers traded up to number 3, and a lot of people thought that's odd. If you're not quite certain who's going to be, that's a lot of draft capital for maybe a second tier of the draft quarterbacks. What do you think they have in mind, Darren?
Gosh, I would love to be able to. I would go straight to Vegas instead of hanging out by the poolside with you guys.
That's right, with Summers, right.
If I knew exactly what they were doing at quarterback. But, I mean, the one thing I will say is it shows conviction. It shows that whether it's Mac Jones, whether it's Justin Fields, whether it's Trey Lance, they feel really strongly about this guy. And I think that's something that not every NFL front office is able to pull off. You know, some people take half measures to do things, but this is a sign. It's going to be easy for the 49ers to say about whoever that guy ends up being, this is our guy. This guy right here is going to be our quarterback 2 years from now when we think we're still in a Super Bowl window. So it was a big cut. They, you know, took their swing. They got their number 3 spot, and whether it's Fields, whether it's Mac Jones, and again, we can talk about this guy or that guy for the next month. We got a lot of airtime to fill up, but I like the fact that they did something bold and they did it decisively to just drive their stake in the ground and say, this is who we are.
Mm-hmm. 90 degrees here in the valley today, Darren. Not that much different from where you're at, but 90 degrees. Just getting that out there for you.
Yeah, but just wait. In a couple months, we're going to have a damp heat here, and you guys are going to be jealous of me.
Be jealous of that. Thank you, Darren.
Darren, always appreciate the time. Thank you so much.